If you ask Diana what her life is like, what it's defined by, she'll give you a blunt and simple answer. Loss.
That's the way my life is. It's all about loss. I shouldn't be laughing, but I'm nervous.
In 2020, Diana went to bed and woke up missing a leg. A blood clot had formed in her leg and put her into a coma for a week and a half.
And I woke up and the first thing my husband said to me was, they had to take your leg. I said, okay. And that was it. I don't know, when somebody asks me how I am, you know, I say, oh, I'm okay. People don't want to hear when you're not okay. So you always say I am.
In a Stories That Heal workshop, Diana was paired up with Toby LaCroix and Addison Page, songwriters from Interlochen Arts Academy. They wrote a song called Phantom Pain, and there's a number of ways that metaphor explains Diana's life.
The first verse has to do with my leg. Phantom pain is having a pain where you're not hurt, but it hurts. It has been 4 years. But the doctors told me I may feel it forever. You feel it all the time, and you just have to learn how to deal with it.
Diana has had a lot of loss in her life, but at the workshop, she was retelling the story about her leg and laughing with the students.
Well, and I used to work in a nursing home, so I dealt with that.
Yeah.
And I even sat with people while they were dying, because you don't want them to die alone.
Yeah. Whoa. Hold on. Yeah, I feel like this could either be a very specific song, so like we talk about like
A moment,
like losing your leg, like using like the words around losing a leg. Or we could just make it very vague.
Very vague.
Well, as I already said, my husband died in July, and I still haven't really cried about it.
Oh. Wait, like last year? July?
Yeah, just last July.
For the first few years after she lost her leg, her husband Thomas was her primary caretaker.
I think it was kind of lonely for me. I mean, he could get up and go up to his mom's or go wherever he wanted to. Mm-hmm. But if he didn't want to go, which a lot of times he didn't because he wanted to watch TV, we just stayed at home. I couldn't just take off and go anywhere. So, and then he got to where he was watching TV upstairs, so I was sitting by myself most of the time, watching the other TV.
While we talked, she started recounting the recent deaths in her life. 6 family and friends in the last year.
None of these people died all at once. It was like at least a month in between, maybe 2. My husband was the last one, the last death. His stomach was very extended. But the rest of him was like skin and bones. And I knew there was something wrong with him. He knew there was something wrong with him. He just wouldn't go to the doctor. So then finally, one day, he was sitting on the couch and he couldn't get up. So he finally called the ambulance. I didn't have to. He did it. And then when he got up to the hospital, they told him he had the colon cancer and there was nothing they could do. It had advanced that far. And what it was the mass was so big down at the end of the colon that no solids could get through. But then he pretty much stopped eating. He was proud of himself. He finally quit smoking. Yeah, it's because he ran out of cigarettes and couldn't go get any more.
Since Diana lost her leg, she had grown more and more to depend on him.
Well, because I always depended on my husband to do these things. And then when he kept getting sicker and sicker and not going to the doctor, it's like, he's not going to be around forever. I've got to be able to do these things myself.
Thomas had been diagnosed with colon cancer in June 2023 and died a month later, just 3 years after Diana lost her leg.
When I meet a new
person. I just listen. I don't really talk, but like I feel like that's different right now because I cannot stop talking.
That must mean she likes me.
I think so.
Part of Diana's story is her joy and her resilience. After her husband passed away, she couldn't rely on him to drive her places, so she started taking the bus. First, it was to doctor's appointments, but then slowly, it turned into taking the bus to the senior center, to do puzzles and sew buttons onto mittens for charity. Then it turned into taking the bus to see her sister, and then to weekly dinners at the Laughing Horse Saloon with friends.
The Laughing Horse, I've never been there before. Is it good?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, it must be because it's your favorite place. So, what do you like about it?
Well, it's big enough for the whole group. There's like 18 to 20 of us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a big group. It's a big posse you guys got.
Because even going through school, I was always shy and I never belonged in any cliques or groups or anything.
Yeah.
But now I feel like I do.
You see, I think you might have more friends than me. You know, I'm 31 years old and you've got me beat. And there's so much loss, but then like you're taking the bus here, you're seeing your friends, you're going to the gathering place.
Yeah.
You're you know, you're putting the buttons on the mittens. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And putting puzzles together.
do you think I'm seeing that correctly? Is that kind of like a story of your life of becoming like self-reliant and like having the people
this is
come
a happy in? Ending to the story. Yes.
Is it a happy ending? I don't know. I mean, this is kind of what I'm seeing.
I think so.